Kia ora, welcome to Asian and Aotearoa, a podcast of uncensored conversations with Asian creatives. I'm Jenna, and in this episode, I catch up with Mariadel Gamet, otherwise known as Abby. Abby is a queer pine artist based in Tāmaki Makaurau, an Elam School of Fine Arts grad. They're part of All My Friends, which is an Asia and Pacifica-led arts organisation that brings to life creative projects for and by our queer and POC creative communities. They also moonlight as a DJ and freelance as a graphic designer, 3D artist and illustrator. In this convo, we cover a lot of ground, including a bunch of awesome Pride Month projects that Abby is working on. Speaking of Pride Month, don't forget to register for the Asian and Aotearoa Year of the Dragon panel and podcast recording happening in Auckland City Centre on February 24th, featuring a panel of four awesome queer Asian creatives. I'm excited. Link is in the show notes. See you there. Welcome, Abby.
Ooh, thanks for having me.
To kick things off, how about a self-intro?
My full name is Mariadel Feliz Mendez Gamet, you know, typical Filipino name. My nickname is Abby, so a lot of my friends know me as Abby. I am a queer Pinoy visual artist and DJ based in Tāmaki Makaurau, and I co-run a local creative collective called All My Friends.
Yeah. I've had a few guests come through the fine arts school route who didn't have the best things to say about it. And so because when I saw on your onboarding form that you have come through Elam, I'm interested in how the experience was for you.
Right. It was very eye-opening, and I guess I've changed a lot through, Elam. It did feel like it was quite exploitative of like someone's trauma, especially, like being queer or being a POC, like that really got brought up to the forefront.
Yeah. But also, it looks like you made a bunch of awesome friends.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one good takeaway out of Elam is that, I made a lot of good friends and we're still very good friends. And especially my best friend, Tommy. Yeah, he's like my very first best friend when I immigrated to New Zealand. And we went through school together.
How old were you?
12. 11 or 12 when I moved here.
Oh yeah. What school did you go to?
I went to Westlake.
Oh, okay.
fun.
Now, All My Friends, your collective, I have to ask, does All My Friends have anything to do with LCD Sound System?
It's more of a Tinashe reference.
Okay. You're like, no.
Yeah, but...
really showing my age.
No, but me and Tommy do love LCD Sound System because, I do attribute the name of the collective to him.
Okay.
Yeah. So it could be LCD Sound System too.
And you mentioned that fostering creative connection, maintaining trust and sharing resources is central to what you do.
Yes.
What are some examples of what this looks like when realized?
It hasn't fully come out yet, but we are working on this studio space that we are going to launch very soon. So we got a space and we got some dance mirrors made and some basic lighting studio setups. Yeah, you know, it's not for profit. It's just there for like people to hire in like odd hours or for like reasonable prices.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where is it?
High Street, like in Central.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Shit.
Yeah.
I feel like you young people are doing such cool stuff.
Thanks.
How did All My Friends start?
I guess we were just like dreaming a lot, especially me, Tommy, my partner and his partner, who's All My Friends. Yeah, we were just like partying a lot and kind of finding like maybe the space isn't too suited for what we want. So I guess we just wanted to build like a world or like a scene that we want to be in. So we started a club night, like our first club night in 2019. Yeah, that's how it all came about.
Yeah.
Like we just wanted to see a party that we want to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you organized? Is there a hierarchy?
I guess it's organized with skills. Yeah.
So you really, because I'm assuming there's a whole bunch of you, depending on the job and the role and the skills you need, you're kind of tapping.
There's four of us. Yeah. We've got like different backgrounds. Tommy does more of the marketing side and design, and I take on like maybe some illustrations or 3D work and sometimes design as well. The other member who's my partner, he's like finance background, so he's the accountant as well.
Always need one of those.
Exactly, okay. Yeah. So important.
So crucial.
Yeah, keeps us in check.
Yes, financially. We need the accountant.
Yeah, like Tommy's partner, Taran, he's got like a music background and he's also like an artist, like a musician. So yeah, you know, cool. He takes on that side of stuff. But we all share like admin work as well.
Is it pretty structured? Like, do you have like meetings regularly, like set times?
Mm-hmm. We actually do meetings every Wednesday. So after this, I'm going to go to a meeting. Yeah.
Cool.
Every Wednesday night. That's AMF.
I love this.
Yeah.
How do you choose what to say yes or no to?
I guess like we all have to sign off on what we want to do. Like if it's not 100% signed off by everyone, then we're not going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And also if it feels right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you wish you knew then that you know now? Or what do you know now that you wish you knew then when you first started? The Collective.
The Collective.
Hmm.
Like this is more of a personal one.
Yeah.
I wish I knew that I didn't need to like maybe please anyone or like cater my taste to like other people's expectations and sort of just like trust my own taste and like my own decisions. It's going to be all right, like regardless.
Yeah.
Like whatever I put out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually it's stronger as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I was going to ask something else and I've just forgotten what it was going to be. Okay, as a side...
Mm-hmm.
So I am doing the first Asian Aotearoa event.
Oh, I saw okay. that.
And I'm like, oh God, I actually yes. secretly do not, not a secret now, I don't really like hosting events.
Oh.
So I'm like, as a like very experienced
yeah.
event organizer,
mm-hmm.
tell me, give me some tips.
Oh, on organizing
anything,
events?
Literally anything to do with events. Hosting things.
Yep.
What do I need to know?
It's like, yeah, it just takes a lot of planning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And thinking of problems that, imagining problems that you don't think is going to come up because it's going to come up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It always comes uh-huh. up.
Great. Yeah. Feeling good about this.
And also just like reaching out to as many people as you can with like help and knowledge.
Yeah, I'm not so good with asking for help, but yeah, I hear you, yeah.
Ask me. Ask us. No, we can like, yeah, we can talk after this.
Cool.
Yeah, this is so cool. It's at Ellen Melville, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting. This episode is dropping on Feb 7th, so it's
yes.
Pride Month. Tell me about the yes. Pride projects you've got going on.
The first one that's going to come out is on the 1st of Feb, before this episode drops. But it will be up for the entire month anyway.
Mm.
It's called My Favorite Things, and it's a series of artworks that all my friends worked on, and it's going to be displayed across the CBD. So the main one is at Ellen Melville Center. So I did the artwork for the windows, and there's Freyberg Steps, which I also did some artwork for. There's lyrics featured on it from Taran's upcoming song to be announced.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. And it also features... Sorry, is this like too much info?
No, keep going.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it also features this cool dragon illustration by Silky Joe, who's this amazing tattoo artist and illustrator. And we actually went to Elam together as well. So yeah, you know, cool friends that you meet at uni. And some AR design by this artist called Kat. Yeah, she's working with the assets that we've provided. Like just from the artwork.
Yeah.
And like I think you activate it through Instagram or maybe
ooh,
like another app.
Cool.
And it just like brings out the elements from the artwork
yeah.
onto the, I don't even know how you call it. It's like.
That's okay. So you need to experience it.
Yeah.
So you're basically. It's
like
gonna
augmented
be,
reality.
Yeah. An AMF. It's basically an AMF takeover of cool city center spaces.
Yes. Yeah. Because, there's one. That's on Studio One Toy 2 at Ponsonby. The drip thingies on the
mm-hmm.
window. Yeah, it went up today.
As oh,
cool.
well
as the windows on Ellen Melville. I saw them putting it up today.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, and sorry, too much. But like, Aitea Center
Never too much. Keep going. This is a podcast. Keep going. Give me more.
Okay. But yeah, there's like Aotea Centre on both sides, like the steps and on Queen Street and the one on the centre, the building.
Yeah. That's major.
Yeah, I'm quite excited.
Yeah. How long have you been working on that project?
I've been working on it since December.
Shit, that's not long.
No.
That is not long at all. What the hell?
Yeah, I was being a bit toxic, actually. I was just like, yep, I'm going to sleep 2 to 4 hours for like 2 weeks. I know, it was so bad. But
Is that what you literally, is that what you did?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I don't. Because when I was listening to everyone else's episodes, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Huh?
When, you know, everyone else was discussing, like, take care of yourself. Oh, and yeah. And all that. I'm like, oh, God. I was working on my stuff as well.
Really? When everyone's you need to sleep. And you're like, oh, my God.
Discussing burnout, listening to your body. I'm like, yeah. It's so bad.
Yeah. Have you caught up? Or are you like adjusted now, or are you still doing those sorts of hours?
It's like 5 to 6 hours now, so it's not too bad. It's bad. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I think after Pride Month, I'm gonna rest like properly.
Yeah.
Like I'll have to say no to some things.
Yeah.
I think.
Do you have, you know, revenge bedtime? Is that what it's called? Revenge?
Oh, like when you nap?
It's this thing where because you're so like busy during the day, mm-hmm. I'm probably totally butchering this explanation. You're really busy during the day, so at night you're like on your phone for ages because it's like, kind of like you kind of want control of, you want your time back. Actually, you should be sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, I have heard of that.
I don't. No, she's like, no, I'm just working.
Yeah, I don't have time. I just have to do the work.
Shit.
Yeah, but I take naps.
That's good.
Like half an hour power naps.
Yeah.
Like maybe two max.
Are they alarmed or are you like naturally?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the anxiety just wakes me up. I'm like, oh, God.
I
got work to do. And then I just wake up.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's something I'm working on.
We'll get to the self-love section later.
Yeah.
So that's one project. There's another one.
Yes. This is the third iteration of Lychee Baby, which is all my friends' club night that celebrates Pride and Lunar New Year. Yeah, so that's going to be on the 17th of Feb. Yeah, Saturday.
Where is it?
It's going to be at Raynham Park.
Oh, yes, K Road.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, better get to the questions. I've gone way off script.
Oh.
What does Auckland's nightlife scene need more and less of?
More queer-led spaces would be great because the music is always better, the taste is always better. duh. I don't know, why do we only get funding for 1 month? It should be forever. And safe, because sometimes just because it's queer doesn't mean it's safe. Less of, I guess, like bars are cool as well, or like more music venues. Like it doesn't have to be just club nights. Like I do love going to gigs and seeing like local artists.
What are your favorite venues?
I like Nick of the Woods. They've been so amazing to us. So we had our last club night there, called Cream.
That was it was a Halloween party. Eh?
Yeah,
everyone looked so sick. Thanks. I remember Sam was like, you come to this. I'm like, I'm way too fucking old, dude. Like, I'd be like the uncoolest looking person there. And then I saw the photos. I'm like, yep, get your decision.
No, you have to come. Please come to Lychee, maybe.
I'm just,
I don't know. It is crazy hours, though.
Yeah, if I was 10 years younger, like, no doubt.
It's a state of mind.
I feel like I've passed on the partying. What do you call it?
Like a party phase or something. I understand.
Yeah. How often are you partying?
I want to go like twice a month, but the only thing stopping me from partying is work.
Work.
Yeah. Because I love I love the dance culture, like, yeah, you know, I love seeing DJ gigs, yeah, and, you know, hearing everybody's mixes, and yeah. You know, once I take a break, then I'll actually be able to enjoy, like, everybody else's music.
Just listening to my MacBook Air, it sounds like it's going to take off.
It's my computer when I play Sims.
How would you describe your leadership?
Am I a lead? I'm more of like an enabler.
Okay, if leadership is creating outcomes that matter most, okay? You just described how you and Tommy and your partners have just created this super cool collective, amazing kaupapa. You're creating space for people. Hello.
I guess leadership to me is being able to hold space for people, being able to have like the discipline and the drive to do all the like the boring admin stuff and like the organizing.
Yeah.
Is that, I don't know, did I answer the question right?
I think there's something really visionary about what you guys do, because there was a space that you wanted.
Yeah.
You're like, well, let's create it.
Yeah.
And then you did.
Yeah.
Acknowledging that there's a lot of labor and admin involved.
Yeah.
Like, it's not all let's hit the dance floor.
I don't know. I hope people appreciate that, because it's, a lot of admin goes unappreciated, and not just for like AMF, but like for everyone else as well. Like, once we started doing this, we were like, oh, you know, this is really hard. And another thing that we do love doing is putting other practices to the forefront, like a club night or like even like a music gig, because like sometimes people only celebrate the acts, you know, the people that you see, like the performers, but we like to highlight the other creative practices that go into making things happen as well. So like there's, you know, like the lighting tech, or like even with sound design, stage design, graphics,
yeah, which is important.
It might just be like the Elam thing coming through, but we do love mixed media as well, so we have challenged ourselves with, you know, collaborating with other creative scenes. I guess last year Cream was more of like a crossover with like the theater girlies. We worked with Nomuna, who's like an actress,
yes,
and Gwendolyn, yeah, primarily in film and theater. The other member, Taran, like he's the one that led this project or that project, and yeah, they were just like doing a lot of writing and like filming and planning, so yeah, it was really cool to see that come through.
I feel like you're creative geniuses.
Oh my god.
It's like, calm it down.
Thanks. I mean, yeah, it's really fun, like, dreaming up a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, fine-tuning it every time we meet up, finding ways to, like, keep growing it.
How structured are your weekly Wednesday meetings?
Pretty good. Yeah, we have, like, minutes to go through. I'm notoriously bad at, like, paying attention sometimes. When it gets to real niggly stuff, I kind of just like doze off.
I don't know if I'll put this out. This is my fault, because I'm just curious about how you run things, you run the ship. What kind of software and apps do you use to collaborate?
We use OneDrive. Yep, so all the files are there.
You use OneDrive?
Yeah.
Microsoft?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that because you're a gamer?
Oh, I don't know. Is that a thing?
I mean, I use OneDrive for work, but we're on, it's because we're a Microsoft organization, but I mean, outside of work.
Right. You just use Google.
And Apple, yeah.
Ah, so I think it's because we were like using Teams as well.
Really?
Yeah.
So someone's a Microsoft person.
Yeah.
Is it you?
No, it's the accountant.
Oh.
Okay. It's Excel.
Okay.
Yeah, important. And then we use ClickUp to like do the meetings and organize tasks.
This is great. I'm just learning from
the
you.
The boring stuff.
And yeah, you know,
but
the
important
thing is, I don't know if this is it's not boring to me, and that maybe that's from a producer, project manager-y type thing. I'm always interested in like, what do you use to organize your shit? I'm into that.
Right.
Yeah, everyone's probably like nodded off by now.
No, it's so important.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to wrangle me, people like me that are like, you know, but airy fairy sometimes.
What's something you've done or achieved that you're most proud of?
Oh, so cheesy. I guess like
hey.
I guess, yeah, the collective. Like, I'm pretty proud.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, those guys really helped me out. They really helped me grow and believe more in myself. Cheesy.
Yeah, go into the cringe. Go there.
It's so true, though. Like, I used to, well, I mean, I still do. Like, I think I'm quite critical with myself, and I tend to bully myself a lot. Mm. But, you know, being in that space, like, it's quite empowering.
Yeah.
Just like not questioning myself too much, like I said before.
It sounds like you've found your people.
Yeah.
You're just not hanging with, but you're creating and collaborating with.
Yeah. And I didn't realize how important that was when I talked to other friends who were like, oh, you know, I feel a little bit alienated or like isolated, that maybe there's creatives that, well, they just need someone to like vibe with, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, like be in the same space of like creating something. Yeah, you know, if they can't find the right people, then they don't feel safe to like divulge or develop their practice.
Yes.
I guess. But with this one, I'm quite lucky to just keep like fine-tuning ideas, and you know, these guys will like check me and like ask the right questions, and yeah, initially I'll be like, ooh.
When they give you feedback on stuff?
Yeah, but then I'm like, yes, that was very valid.
What do your successful collaborations or projects mm-hmm. have in common?
Every collaboration that we've really enjoyed is based on this established relationship. Every time we have an event, we always meet someone new, and then we end up like hitting it off with them, and then we start, you know, collaborating on like another event or like a project with them.
So
like,
it's snowballing and you can't really predict it, but it just keeps going.
We just like follow the lead. It's like, wow, you know, we really enjoy working with someone. Like, I had a good time chatting with you in the last event. Let's do something. I guess there's like a lot of trust as well. And I feel like it's an actual friendship as well, because I think sometimes, you know, collaborating with someone can feel a little bit contractual, but
transactional.
Yeah, but with us, we like to hang out a lot before we start, you know, dreaming up ideas and nailing down like the finer details. It really helps because we both trust each other.
When you started, mm-hmm. did you have a set intention of this is what we're here for? Did you write down like these are the objectives or this is the plan? Was there any of that sort of stuff?
Oh God, I don't remember. That was like 2019.
Or did you just start?
I really don't remember anymore.
Yeah. I think that's a good sign.
We just wanted to party.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know what? I sense that's kind of where like the magic might have stemmed from, in that you weren't taking it so seriously.
Right.
You just wanted to party.
Ah, okay. Yeah. That's come up before. We have discussed this quite a few times. Like, we wanted to protect the magic as well. Like, it shouldn't feel like work, because once it starts feeling like work, then it's not fun anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're trying to, you know, tread the balance.
Yes.
Which actually leads into, well, I mean, I think AMF is actually going to peel back a little bit this year.
Sometimes it's needed.
Yeah.
To get some of that back.
Yeah. Because we've been going hard for like the last 2 years, I think. Like, we had so many events last year. It was like a big art exhibition and like a few club nights and some gigs. Mm. So yeah, we're just going to take a break.
What do you think, taking a break and peeling back a little bit, what do you think the impact will be for you personally?
I think it will help me grow, because I'm not finding it, but like, I know that I don't actually have time right now to, you know, explore a lot of things. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you're hardly sleeping.
Yeah. Like, something I want to do, well, I mean, there's a lot I want to do. Like, I just want to maybe get back into exhibiting or like just making art, not just for like something else, just because I want to.
Hearing you talk about that, I think it's really cool that you as a collective can be like, hey, this year, let's cool it down a little bit. It's actually kind of gutsy, because lots of people would just be like, no, we're going to keep going.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen next?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think there is definitely courage in being like, you know what, it's okay.
Yeah. Like, we don't have anything to prove.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Anymore.
Anymore. I don't know. Yeah, we know our worth. It's cool.
Yeah, very cool. I can ask a TED Talk question. If you had to do a TED Talk on something for 5 minutes, what would it be about?
Oh, sorry, what was the question?
If you had to do a TED Talk for 5 minutes,
yep, what would it
be? Or if you had to create a YouTube video essay, what would it be about?
It's probably going to be something stupid as well. It's like maybe like a deep dive on a meme or like deep dive on a fan base.
Talk to me about fan bases.
I can talk about the ones I... Okay, I mean, I'm a vibe. Mm-hmm. So I can like... Maybe I can do something stupid like a timeline of Nicki Minaj's beef in 2023.
Yes, something. Love. Uh-huh.
Something silly like that. Or like, oh, cringe. I'm like Drain Gang as well.
Drain Gang?
Yeah. You know, like Blade and like those Swedish artists.
No.
Like Young Lean.
Oh my God. It's like you're talking another language. I'm like, Blade, you mean like the Marvel character? What? Okay. Keep going.
Like, oh, like I'll break down the like the film references or like the spiritual references in like each song or each video. I don't know, just stupid stuff that you find on Reddit, subreddits.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Twitter.
Wow, are you, Twitter, talk to me.
We're talking about Twitter.
Well, I mean, do people still use it? Obviously, yes, if you're referencing it.
Yeah, only the cool people still call it Twitter.
Yeah, well, I review, like, what do you call, what's a tweet now?
I don't know. Yeah, people that call it X is like, red flag. Yeah. Don't talk to me.
Because you did send through in the onboarding form that you filled out talking about what kind of stuff is inspiring you. So at the time you said simulation games.
Oh God, I haven't had time.
Yeah, I wish we had more time to play games.
Yeah.
What else is inspiring you at the moment?
Oh, I really want to get into producing music.
What kind of music?
Dance.
Yeah.
On the techie side of stuff.
Yeah.
I do love reggaeton as well. So I do want to make some reggaeton beats. So I'm really inspired by, DJs, producers, especially the ones that are here. Like
in New Zealand?
Yeah, it's a lot of talent. That's quite amazing.
What are you a bit obsessed with at the moment?
These guys that I found in the Manila community radio, like the Boiler Room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you mean the Boiler Room? The Boiler Room?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So the Manila community radio people. So I've just been following everyone and like I've actually added some of them on Instagram. So I've just been like binging their SoundClouds and...
Cool.
Band camps. Yeah. Well, because I just feel really detached from home. So this is like a cool way of like reconnecting with issues that are there. Because I guess like, oh, there's this trans artist, rap artist, Peach Shabu. So we've been like talking back and forth as well. And yeah, she raps about a lot of issues back home. And I wouldn't really hear about it unless I'm actively engaging with Filipino news.
Would you move back?
Yeah, I think I'd like to, like, experience living there.
Do you have family back there still?
Yes, but my main family has moved here now. Yeah.
Okay.
So I just don't feel like I need to be there anymore.
Yeah.
They're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would like to try and reconnect and also experience what being an adult is like back home. Like, what's the nightlife like? What's queer nightlife like?
Have you been back as an adult?
Yes, in 2019, but I kind of had to just stay with my parents.
Oh yeah, that's what happens sometimes, right? You know, when you go back, when you go back to the homelands, it's like family time.
Yeah,
you're just stuck sitting around eating in a house.
Yeah, yeah, and then they treat me like a kid, like I can't, you know, wander around in a city. I have to stick with them.
So self-love, as you know, is one of the themes of the season. For you, how important is having self-compassion at the moment?
Really important. It's so easy to love someone else and celebrate everybody else and just be very hypercritical of myself. So I'm working on it actively.
Are you?
Yep.
I didn't mean that "are you" to sound like very judgmental. That wasn't meant to come out. I just realized after I was like, oh my God.
Really?
I was like, yeah, are you really? No, yes. I mean, I only say that because it's so much easier to not work on it.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it's actually getting in the way of being creative, you know, when I question myself. Like, even with a music taste, because, like, when I DJ, I'm like, oh, is that good? Is that shit? That was shit.
Yeah.
It was not shit.
I wasn't not here. Do you know, I get that too. And sometimes, like literally, I think I was driving here and I was like, oh my God, thinking about this event, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. But there is a voice that is like, oh my God, who do you think you are? It's going to be fucking terrible. Like, it's unhinged. And I have to, really consciously be like, shut the fuck up. It sounds insane, but
it's great. I've had people like talk to me about it already.
What, the event?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like sharing it. I'm like, I know. I'm going.
Thanks, but still, even I mean, it'll be, and I know that it will be great, but there still is that little voice being like that sabotage.
Yep.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Mm. So I just want to get rid of that completely. So silly. I mean, I'm actually, this is like this little exercise that my psych told me to do, is that every day, instead of criticizing myself, I have to write something that I'm good at until it becomes like second nature to just think that.
This sounds like a good practice. Tell me more.
It's just like one thing every day.
One thing on a piece of paper every day.
Yeah, or like phone notes.
Are they have to be different every day?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, it can repeat like every once in a while. It's like, what's something that you were really good at today, or like only you can achieve?
That's good.
Yeah. I didn't realize that people just hype themselves up naturally.
Yeah. What? It comes naturally to people? They're just walking around feeling fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's like, I'm God's gift to mankind. Who thinks that? People do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I need to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. We both need to do that.
People need to do that because, you are. And some people shouldn't. Nah, I get it.
Yeah, I have to like talk to myself or just be really conscious because it's a slippery slope when you get in that headspace.
Yeah, how counterproductive. For what?
Yeah, and for what?
And for what?
So, pretty important at the moment, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Especially because it's a busy time and we say that and it's just, and we're in January, for God's sake.
Yep, yep. I'm already booked until July-ish.
Really?
Yeah, it's already like things stacked up until July. I'm like, oh God. I just have to say no to some things and yes to some things.
Yeah. Is it hard for you to say no to things?
Yeah, just because I default to feeling like I'm never enough and I'm like, oh, I need to prove something. Lately I just question why, like, who are you proving it to? And I realize I'm trying to prove it to myself. It's like I'm trying to impress myself. Constantly.
Oh, enoughness.
Yeah. I'm like, I love myself if I impress myself.
This Abby that needs to be impressed is their thing, like, if you are doing heaps of work and creating lots of stuff, is that what impresses them?
Yeah.
Or is it like tied to money?
It's never tied to money.
That's good because some people that I talk to are like, money, I will say I say yes to things because I'm afraid of if the money stops.
It's like pushing like a line. I'm like, wow, I really did that. That's crazy.
Okay.
What the hell?
So do you think that's where the whole part of the sleeping 2 hours and like going, that's what you got through that?
Yeah. I swear, sometimes I feel like I'm just this pit of teeth and, like the sacrifices keep getting bigger. Like you just need to throw bigger and bigger things in the pit. I know. But yeah.
But it sounds like that's not going to be the whole year.
Nah.
Because you're conscious of the of the stuff.
Yeah. I'm not going to feed the pit.
You are, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Are you?
Yeah.
God, I can't do math. I think I saw your date of birth and I was like, oh, okay, like 27.
Oh, I'm just rapidly going to age from like no sleep.
You look young.
Oh.
You do not look, you look younger than 29. You're aging really well. No.
Thank God.
What was I going to say? Okay, so then that means you're going to be 30 coming up.
Yeah, in July.
How are you feeling about that?
Good. Yeah, I'm actually glad that I'm like, wow, I'm still here.
Yeah. To be honest, 30s are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, so people say. I mean, I know a lot of people dread it and they get sad.
Like, yeah.
No, I think it's cool. Like, you should celebrate.
Yeah. How would you sum up your 20s?
wild. Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of growing.
What do you want your 30s to be about?
More collaborations. Not necessarily like fully realized collaborations, but just meeting like-minded people and growing my practice. Like, I really want to get into the music stuff now. Just because when I moved here, like when I immigrated, like I've always followed like music and art as a passion. But then when I moved here, I think I just ended up picking art. Yeah, I just miss like actually like playing on my piano or like keyboard.
Ah, you're a piano kid.
Yeah. Yeah. And I used to play guitar. Like, I used to play trumpet. And like, cool. You know, I lost all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought, okay, maybe DJing will satisfy that because I get to like curate. Because I used to playlist as well. I playlisted hard. That's kind of like how I process my emotions.
Cool. Oh, I wonder what you'll do.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to like be fully realized this year.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. But I know I will try and push that.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. You've got kind of a gist of direction of what you'd like to focus on. Going back to the other question, what are a couple of those things that you write down that you're really good at?
I think I'm a fast learner, or like maybe I'm just stubborn because like if I'm learning a new program, like I need to master it in a week.
Is that self-taught?
Oh, the 3D stuff, I ended up doing a diploma. But mixing, that was self-taught. Even with programs as well, I'm like, I need to learn this now.
What kind of learner are you? How are you learning?
YouTube. Wow. Yeah, just YouTube vids. Yeah. Pretty psycho. Because I would be like listening to a podcast and then like watching a tutorial on my phone and kind of like just like sketching on the yeah.
So you're like watching, listening, you're learning and doing at the same time?
Yeah. All right. Okay, you know, if we can consolidate things in one go, then we'll do that. Yeah.
See, I kind of do that like with the podcast because I won't know. I don't know how to do anything. So like if I need to do something, I I'll bring up a YouTube tutorial and then I'll do it along with the tutorial. But then the issue is that I'll do it and then I'll immediately forget it.
Ah, yeah.
Like I don't, like I'll do it and then that's it.
Yeah. No, that happens to me. I just have to like keep doing it and doing it.
Yeah.
Repeat it.
Repeat.
Yeah. I still forget stuff and I have to Google it.
How spiritual would you say you are?
100%. Yeah. Well, I used to be Catholic and then I had a period where I was just like, no, I'm a edgy atheist and I don't believe in anything.
Been there. Yep.
I can believe in nothing. Submit to the void.
Mm. And then what happened?
I started like opening up my heart, I guess. I'm like, oh, you know, wow, you know, there's like, if I speak something into the universe, why does it come to me immediately? Like, that's weird.
Please talk to me more about that.
Oh, it's been quite strong recently. Like, I would just be a little bit bummed out. I'm like, oh, I don't have a booking. So sad. I'm not DJing enough. And then maybe like half an hour later, there's like 2 DMs asking me to like be booked. I'm like, that's weird.
Do you know what? I shit you not, that is what happened with this Auckland Council event. At the end of toward the end of last year.
Yeah.
I remember one night I was like, it would be great if it would be great if something happened with the podcast. I don't really know what it would be, but I need an opportunity, something to happen.
Yeah. And then
next day I got an email.
Yeah, there's a higher power.
So,
holy shit.
Something's happening.
Something's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool to hear you kind of, that you're going through that.
Yeah. Like, even with art stuff, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not doing anything creative enough. I'm always doing something, but like, oh shit, what is it called? It's like, you just focus on like, like the negative stuff.
That makes sense.
Booked. The next day, I'm like, what the hell? And I'm too busy. I'm like, oh no, I've over-manifested.
Yeah, that's the thing. You actually do have to be really, it's fucking cliche, but you do have to be careful what you wish for.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, just like directed energy this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool to hear though. So 100% spiritual.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's cool that it doesn't have to tie into being a Catholic.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it was hard breaking out of it as well. I'm like, what is life? Not believing in Jesus.
How old were you when you decided that?
19. Oh, yeah. 19, yeah. That's pretty late, eh?
Yeah. Doesn't matter what age. Right. But right. I was pretty young.
Were you Catholic?
Or... Yeah, I was Catholic. Ah. Yeah. It's funny. Like, I definitely went through a phase of, I'm not doing that. And now it's like, I'm not really triggered by that. So it's like, all good. If my extended family want to go or whatever, it's like, okay, it's like
that's cool.
An hour or whatever.
Yeah.
But I when I was, I would have been maybe 11, 12, maybe younger, I was like, I don't, this is boring.
Oh,
as
you
fuck.
Switched. It's so early.
I was, yeah, but also, I didn't really have friends who were, Catholic.
Right.
And I kind of just wanted to fit in with my friends,
you know? Yeah, I tried. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I could have Catholic friends. I could go to Bible studies, but, like, there were no hot people in Bible studies.
Yeah, honestly, it would be so different if there were hot people at the church. They need to do something about that.
Yeah. Like, I would have cosplayed longer. I'm like,
True that.
Like, praying every night was wild. Yeah, and it was always like, I'm so sorry, I had gay thoughts.
Yeah.
It's like, I think that made me break away.
Yeah.
Because I was like, surely it's not wrong to be.
Yeah. And I think, hey, people believe in whatever they want to believe in.
Of course.
But I remember I was at my grandparents in Malaysia when they passed away, so they do the rosary sessions for 7 nights or something like it was, or maybe it was 10. It was like every night where priests kind of like come over and like family comes over and it's rosary, and I'm sitting like, I mean, look, I respect it, but at the same time, the language that's coming out, I'm just like, I'm just not really into.
Is it like Latin prayers?
No, it wasn't English, but it was very, I'm so guilty. Please save me. And it's just not empowering. I'm like, come on.
No.
You know?
No. So. Yeah. Like.
But I mean, obviously, the people there, it was for my grandparents, they were doing it out of love, which is great. But I'm like, I don't really like the languaging here, people.
Yeah, Catholicism is like pipeline to BDSM sometimes.
Yeah, oh my God. I can totally see that.
Oops.
Yeah.
Guilty.
I feel so bad.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I need to be punished. Oh, Lord. Yes.
Bye. It is fun, though.
This is a personal thing, I think. Aside from trust, openness, what is essential for a really great friendship?
Accountability. I guess like calling someone out and them being able to understand where you're coming from.
Any examples?
Yeah, like if someone is like, if someone came off like rude or like maybe dismissive of you, and then I guess you call them out and they say sorry.
Does it happen?
I guess like, if you're working with artists, you know, egos are like put on the line sometimes. Sometimes ideas and egos come packaged together. And if like...
Yes, especially if you're super close to the work, it's like, this work is me.
It's like personal, yeah. Mm. So like sometimes if you criticize something, it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, they're shit. Sorry, that was a bit...
No, what do you mean? That
And it applies to me as well.
That totally makes sense. Accountability.
We gotta grow together.
Yeah, and I think just being open to hear that feedback instead of being like...
It's out of love. Yeah, it's always out of love. It's what people say to me, and I'm like, okay, I won't cry about it anymore.
You're like,
I'm talking about me.
Anything else?
Oh, you talked about fanfics.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't a Twihard, but I was doing like Naruto fanfics and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, before I like immigrated here.
Whoa, so you were what, 11?
Yeah, like
that just fucking blows. And it kind of like, holy shit. Of course, though. Yeah, I mean, I didn't discover discover fanfiction until I was like early 20s. So to hear that, which is like old, I realize
you have like good quality writing.
I didn't. No, wait. I didn't didn't write it. I wasn't, this is even worse. I'm writing fucking 12-year-old fan fiction writing about Edward Cullen.
Yeah. It's so funny.
So were you writing?
Yeah, I was writing. It's just like, oh, the author's projected fantasies.
have you rewritten any recently?
No, I kind of just like hid that part of myself back home. I'm like, okay, you stay there. And I'm here now. Yeah. Okay.
So do you read any?
Yeah, sometimes.
No. Same fandom?
Yeah. Just to keep up.
Same pairing?
Yeah. Same ship. Yeah. Like, it was on fanfiction.net.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I placed up. I mean, one of my stories was like sixth out of like, it was on the front page like a bit. Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh my God.
Do we have a fanfiction like top hit, like fucking author here?
Yeah. That was weird.
Oh my God. Because that's the thing about fanfiction. You have no idea who these people are. They're like among us.
Yep.
And writing.
It's an 11-year-old.
That is fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, yeah. I just
do you know how many hits it got? It's had since then?
I don't remember. I should check, Mike.
You should totally check.
Yeah, because it was ages ago. Yeah. Like 2005.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of fanfiction authors are getting published now.
Yes. Yeah. Because I guess in Philippines, like all the Wattpad stories would like get turned into movies or dramas. Mm. I'm like, dang. Could have been me.
Okay, this is so niche and it's not going to make sense for any listeners.
Yeah, sorry.
Have you heard, I don't know if it's Filipino. Have you heard about the Omegaverse race car driving TV series that they're making?
No.
Okay, let me just, I'm pretty, and I only know about this from TikTok. Racing race car show that just comes up. It's official. Okay, this is the first thing that comes up. Wow. It's official. Omegaverse has hit the silver screen. The show, it's called Pit Babe. Oh, it's Thai. Okay, that's just
Pit Babe.
It's totally ignorant of me. Sorry. Sorry. It's Thai. Pit Babe is a Thai series about an alpha named Charlie who strikes a deal with alpha race car driver Babe to get a car of his own. And yeah, so it's full Omegaverse, which I think is fucking wild.
I'm interested. Oh, I'm like, okay.
Hello?
Yes.
This is the thing.
Oh,
see?
Yes.
Isn't that wild?
I'm interested.
So you hit it here first.
Love that. Pit Babe.
Yeah. Okay. Pit Babe.
I will watch. We will watch.
Yeah, okay. That's cool. I love meeting people who are into fanfiction.
Yeah.
I feel like the people who, to be honest, there've hardly been any, but the few people that I do meet in person who have been into fanfiction have been like really into it and they get it. It's so easy to once you're in, suddenly you're scrolling till 3 a.m. Okay, better stop there or we'll just keep going talking wrong about that. Okay. Finish these sentences.
Yes.
I'm feeling inspired by
my friends. Cheesy.
I had a feeling you were gonna say that, so all good. I'm really looking forward to
catching a break.
Yeah. I'd love to be known for
cool ideas and music. Yeah,
that's it. Abby.
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming in for a chat.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thank you. This episode was made possible thanks to Foundation North, Creative New Zealand, and Big Fan. If you like that, please rate, review, and share the podcast. And don't forget to sign up to the newsletter. The link is in the show notes. See you next time.